Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. I suppose for most of us, getting through the winter without catching cold at least once is quite an accomplishment. Well, here's hoping you and I both make it this year. But in case you do catch cold, here's a good thing to know. Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better while you're getting better. So whatever you do when you have a cold, let Alka-Seltzer help you feel more comfortable. Just drop one or two tablets in a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink that sparkling solution. And when a cold makes your throat raw and irritated, gargle with Alka-Seltzer. Two tablets dissolved in a quarter glass of warm water makes a wonderfully soothing gargle. So, if a cold should catch up with you this season, remember, you can add comfort to your cold treatment with Speedy Alka-Seltzer. Drugstores everywhere sell Alka-Seltzer.
Well, I'm all set, Molly. I'm going downtown and... Molly!
Here I am, McGee.
Oh. Well, I'm going downtown and...
I just went out to get the mail.
Oh. Did we get anything worth me sitting down for?
Well, let me see. So far, all I see is circulars and a couple of bills.
Oh, you have them. I'll get started downtown now.
Wait. Wonder what this is.
Huh? What is it?
A long white envelope here. Addressed to Miss Mary Ellen Strongheart.
Mary Ellen Strongheart. Ah, that postman is always leaving stuff like that. Here, let me have it. I go right by the post office.
No, wait. It's addressed in care of us. It says care of Mr. and Mrs. Fibber McGee, 79 Whistler.
Let me see that. From New York.
That's strange.
I don't know any Mary Ellen Strongheart. Do you?
Never heard of her. Can't imagine. What are you doing?
Trying to get it open. Not sealed very tight, and if I can get my nail file under the flap,
I can... Give me that. Why, McGee, we can't open mail addressed to someone else.
Well, gee whiz, it's half addressed to us. Just the first half is addressed to her. The last half says Mr. and Mrs. Fibber.
We're not going to open it.
Well, maybe there's something inside that'll give us a clue to who this woman is, Molly. Gee whiz, there's something funny going on here.
Oh. Come in.
No telling what's in that letter. Might be a blackhand letter. Or blackmail, even.
Oh, you're letting your imagination run away with you.
Can't I just open it a little bit?
No.
Then can I just hold it up to the light?
McGee?
Bring it over to my office, Nosey. I'll have it x-rayed for you.
Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Him.
What's the matter? Is your little juvenile delinquent trying to break into his Christmas presents already, Molly?
No. We got a letter, Doctor, in the mail addressed to a Miss Mary Ellen Strongheart.
Mary Ellen Strongheart?
Yeah, in care of us, and we never heard of her.
McGee wants to open the letter and see what's in it.
Darn right I want to open it. I'll admit it. I'm the curious type.
You certainly are that, all right.
Betcha.
I've seen a lot of curious types in my lab work through the microscope, but you're the most curious type I have ever seen.
Okay, lard bucket, never mind the corny cracks. If you know who Mary Ellen Strongheart is, say so. But if you don't, just butt out and go mind your own business.
Well, I wish I could help you, Leadhead, but I never heard of her.
Well, we've only had the letter 10 minutes. Whoever it is, she'll undoubtedly call for it.
Of course. She must know you, too, or she wouldn't have given this address in the first place.
Yeah, maybe. Unless this Strongheart woman is a spy or something. Just using this address for a letter drop.
For a what?
You know, like them spies do, Molly. Where they have their secret orders sent to somebody perfectly innocent's house, and then maybe in the middle of the night she's going to sneak in here and get the letter without us ever seeing
oh,
her.
Oh, stop it.
Hell.
Isn't that awful, Doctor? We get a letter in the mail, and right away he's in the middle of an international spy ring.
Well, gee whiz.
Well, there's nothing like a simple mind for making everything complicated, Molly. Your little millstone here is a frustrated third-rate house dick at heart.
Oh, is that so, Fatso? Well, I happen to know a guy that this very same thing happened to him just like I said it did.
Oh? Who?
A guy named Jack Moyles that he plays parts on the radio, and this very thing happened to him last Monday night at 8:45 on WVIS.
Well, I gotta get on over to the hospital, kids. Let me know how the mystery comes out.
We will, Doctor. It may be some distant relative or...
And look, McGee... If Mary Ellen Strongheart turns out to be a beautiful foreign spy, call me. I'm a bachelor, you know.
Big help he is. Well, there's no use in me going downtown now. Might as well take off my overcoat and sit down.
Why?
Well, for two reasons. In the first place, I can't leave till that woman shows up and I find out who she is. And in the second place, this dad-ratted thing has got me so upset I don't remember what I was going downtown to do in the first place. Of all the silly, ridiculous things
you
ever...
You said it. Hang up your coat. If this isn't...
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They are prescription-quality vitamins in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And one-a-day brand multiple vitamins contain vitamin B12. Buy a package at the drugstore today. You'll be surprised at how inexpensive this important protection actually is. Ask for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with a big red one.
What was the name again, kids?
Mary Ellen Strongheart.
You deliver groceries all over town,
so... We figured you might know the name because you get around a lot.
Yeah. Meet a lot of people, all right. Lucy May Alcott, huh?
No.
Mary Ellen Strongheart.
Oh. Well, now, that name is kind of... Say!
Yeah?
You kids got a glass of water? I'm awful thirsty.
Okay, I'll get it.
Must have been that mackerel I ate for lunch. Salty. Always makes
Here,
me thirsty.
Now think, will you?
Yes, please, Mr. Oldtimer. The name is Mary Ellen...
Wait a minute. Hold everything. I got a customer on my route named Mary Ellen something or other. Just changed her last name, too.
To what?
Let me think now. Before she changed it, her name was Zitzenschmier.
Zitzenschmier?
Mary Ellen Zitzenschmier?
She didn't like it either, daughter. What did she change it to? Oh, I remember.
What was it?
Her new name is Offenschnitzen. Mary Ellen
Offenschnitzen?
Yep. She got tired of being Zitzenschmier in the back of the telephone book under Z. So she changed it to Offenschnitzen in the front, under A.
For the love of...
Thought she'd get more phone calls that way and make more friends. Didn't work out, though.
Why not?
Forgot to pay her bill, and they took her phone out. Sorry I can't help you with a problem. Don't worry about it. This Mary Jane Longpart, she'll turn up.
More mashed potatoes, McGee? Another biscuit?
No thanks.
My goodness, you've hardly eaten a thing.
Well, I'm not hungry. Look, it's almost 7 o'clock. We've been waiting all day and nobody showed up. Why can't we open that envelope?
I'm sorry, McGee. It's just not the right thing to do, that's all. After all, we have to have a certain code of ethics.
We can steam it open. She'll never know.
No.
I can just take a table knife and run it under the flap.
No! Not now, anyhow. Look, if she doesn't show up by the time we go to bed, you can open the envelope. Is that a deal?
Shake. But what happened to your code of ethics?
Well, from the way you've been acting all day, there's something involved that makes this case an exception. Something I value very dearly.
What's that?
A good night's sleep. So put the envelope there on the coffee table, and just before bedtime, if we don't know any more...
I'm ready for bed. I got my pajamas on and everything.
Did you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
Hang your clothes up? Nothing's on the floor, thrown over a chair?
No.
Okay. You can open the envelope.
Oh, boy.
Watch the lamp.
Okay. Oh, boy. I sure hope there's something in here that'll tell us who the heck... Hey, there's a check in it.
A check?
Yeah, for $50.
Let's see.
And a letter. Look. It's from Schumann and Scheister, book publishers, Shakespeare, Arkansas. Listen to this. Dear Mary Ellen, we understand your desire to remain anonymous in your hometown, So we are mailing your advance royalty check on your new book, The Strangled Cat Murder Case.
New book?
To your good friends, Mr. and Mrs. McGee, as per your instructions. I am sure they will keep your secret and never reveal your true name to anyone.
The Strangled Cat Murder. Heavenly days, you mean?
Says good luck on future books. This one was sensational. Sincerely, Schumann and Shyster, Publishers, Shakespeare, Arkansas.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Someone we know, a good friend, it says, is a successful author.
Yeah, but who is she? Why don't she come and get her check? The Strangled Cat Murder Case. I wonder if the public library's got a copy. Or maybe it's not even out yet. Gee, who's
that? Isn't this awful? I thought we'd be able to sleep tonight if I let you open that envelope, but now we're worse off than ever.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
I just remembered what I wanted to go downtown for this morning.
What was it?
To pick up that alarm clock I left to be fixed, because we've been oversleeping every morning.
Well, you might as well get out the Scrabble game. Looks like this is going to be one of those nights.
Your friends have more to say to you presently. You know that old saying, better be safe than sorry? Well, there's more truth in fiction than that one. For example, when you take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day, they keep you on the safe side of vitamin health. And you must agree that's much better than feeling sorry for yourself, because a vitamin shortage is one of the common causes of a tired, listless feeling. Remember this, your meals may not supply enough of the vitamins you need. But one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. These low-cost vitamins are easy to take, too, and they include vitamin B12. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
You don't think it might be Cora Burns either, huh?
No. She keeps too busy at Walt's Mall Shop to do any writing.
Well, who the heck could it?
Look, there's no use sitting here all night guessing, McGee. We'll just have to wait till tomorrow and find out.
Yeah, I guess so. You know something? This is a dirty, dirty trick.
Well, you know how those writers are.
I don't. Who does? Well, so long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson is the old-timer, and Arthur Q. Bryan plays George Gamble, M.D. Well, who is Mary Ellen Strongheart? This is John Wald promising that we'll find out more about this mysterious writer tomorrow. Be sure to be with us then. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas seals are a part of Christmas time, one of our colorful Christmas traditions. Christmas seals are a mark of goodwill to all because their purchase and use is an expression of our wish to make everyone safer from tuberculosis. Your money is used to help make chest x-rays available to everyone at little or no cost, so that TB can be discovered early when it's easiest to cure. The money is used for medical research, as well as to educate the people in the prevention and control of TB. And the money is used to help TB patients lead productive lives after they are cured. But most important of all, Christmas seals help to save lives. Make a point of answering your Christmas seal letter today.